Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello. I'm Dr. Gwyneth Williams-Stott. Thank you so much for tuning in and also watching Lifestyle for a Lifetime. Holiness. We're going to talk about pressure points today. Have you ever just had things in your life going on and you felt like you just couldn't get comfortable and God was pressing you, or like you go get a massage and they press on that nerve or that muscle that's been hurting, and sometimes God is just trying to work things out of it. And sometimes we hit those pressure points and we have to face what we need to face. You know, Jacob was afraid of Esau, you know, and he ran for his life. But there's one day he had to face Esau. So whatever you're running to or from, and God doesn't want you there, God is just saying you have to face it. We are continuing. This is our 27th series today on prayer. If you've missed the last episodes, you can tune in to lifeenrichmentinc.com and actually look into our actual archives, because we want you to be blessed. Amen. So those of you who have your Bibles, your iPads, your iPods, your telephones, the Word of God, we just want you today to, we're going to look at a few scriptures here, and let's start off today with Genesis 32, 6 and 7. And again, today we're talking about God's pressure points. You know, I know this sometimes during the holiday season, we're taping this, and you have family and friends together, and people are in your space, and they're in your comfort zones, and there's things that might come up that happened before you were born. There might be things that happened, you know, when you were a child, and those things are still pressure points. But God wants us to deal with those, because he wants us to face what we need to face and have love. And we're going to start off with Esau. Amen. And Genesis 32, and I'm going to read 6 and 7. I love the Amplified Bible. Hey, I'm a King James girl, and I like the NIV, but just to break it down in simplicity, and I'm going to start with verse number, we'll start with verse 6, and it says, "And the messenger returned to Jacob, saying, 'We came to your brother Esau, and now Esau is on the way to meet you, and he has 400 men with him.'" So those of you who know the story, and those of you who don't know, Jacob tricked Esau, and he gave up his birthright, and he's running. But now he's coming back, and he's facing Esau. And so now they're telling him, not only is Esau coming, but he has 400 men. And so he's having to face all this, and he's probably feeling nervous, and he's feeling fear. And the messenger returned to him saying this. And then in verse 7, "And then Jacob, he was afraid." The scripture says, Jacob was greatly afraid, and he was distressed. You know, fear and getting distressed, sometimes those are things that come into our lives when we have to face issues. How many of you know what issues are? But sometimes we have to just face those issues that are there. And it says, "The people who were with him and the flocks and herds and camels told them," he said, "let's divide them up in case he was conquered." He said, "Let's do two groups. One group go this way and one group go the other." And thinking if Esau came to the one group and smite it, then there would be another group which would be left to escape. Now let's go ahead and look at this same chapter, and let's go down to verse 22. I'm Dr. Gwyneth Williams. You're listening to Lifestyles for a Lifetime Holiness. And we're talking about things in our life that we have to face. We're talking about pressure points, facing the issues that are in our life. Maybe someone in there, you're a broken relationship. Maybe there's even a divorce. Maybe there's something that's going on with your health, or there's a sickness, and you may feel distressed, or you may feel like you can't make it anymore, or you may feel afraid. But this message is going to bless you today to face those issues, to face what is ahead of you, so you can be more than a conqueror and walk in the victory. Amen. It takes time to be holy, and we're going to read the Word of God. You know, a lot of times we don't get into the Word, but if you want to get your pen and your pencil, or if you're taking it on your iPad, taking notes, but we're going to read verse 22, and we're going to go all the way to verse 32. And it says, and he took them and sent them across the brook. Also he sent over all that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. And when the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and Jacob's thigh was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said to him, what did he say to him? Let me go, for day is breaking. But Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you declare a blessing upon me. And that's what God is, even in our situations and in our circumstances. We may be wrestling with God. We may be wrestling with the angel. We may be wrestling, and God is, he's wanting us to get to that place where we will say, God, I won't let you go. I am going to seek your face. You're going to bring me through this. I'm going to receive the blessing that God has for me, the blessing that you have for me. And it goes on to say, he wrestled with him for the day is breaking. But Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you bless me, declare a blessing on me. And the man asked him, what is your name? And in shock or realization, whispering, he said, I'm Jacob, the supplanter, the schemer, the trickster. He was the swindler. That's what his name meant, and that's what he said. And he said, your name shall be called no more Jacob, the supplanter. But he said, as of today, he said, you will not be called Jacob, the supplanter, but Israel, the contender with God. Are you contending with God? Are you contending for the faith? Are you contending for the victory? Are you contending for the blessings to be upon you? And he goes on to say, you will be called Israel, the contender with God, for you have contended to have power with God and with men who have prevailed. Come on now. And then Jacob asked him, tell me, I pray you, what is your name? And in contrast, he said, well, what is your name? But he said, why is it that you ask my name? And the angel of God declared a blessing on Jacob there. And Jacob called the name of that place Peniel, which meant he saw the face of God. Peniel. The face of God, saying, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is spared and not snatched away. And verse 31, and he passed Peniel. The sun rose up upon him, and he went away limping because of his thigh. That is why to this day the Israelites did not eat the sinew of the hip, which is on the hollow of the thigh, because the angel of the Lord touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh on the sinew of the hip. So here he is. And if you read the rest of the story, he waited. And the others went on. And he stayed distressed, disturbed, afraid because he didn't want to face his brother Esau because he was a supplanter and he was a trickster. And so God is saying, what pressure point are you dealing with today? What is in your life that you want God to touch? So going back to, we just received a massage for Star's birthday. And the lady and the masseuse, as she pressed on our bodies and on our arms and our legs and our feet, there were things in there that may have hurt when you, like when you get a rub down. There's additional pressure that's applied to be able to work that out. Have you ever slept in the position where your muscles were aching and you feel like you, and the next day, like you had a crook in your neck or a cramp, and you just want somebody just to take their thumbs and just dig in there to get that hurt out? And that's what God, he wants to work it out for us. Sometimes things happen in our life when God puts his finger on a nerve or he puts it on a sore spot in our lives, something that needs attention or something that needs changing. We all are going from glory to glory. We're going from faith to faith. So we're constantly progressing and we're constantly growing in the things of God. And our natural reaction is to recoil or to wiggle around from the painful touch. We were in Singapore, and the pastor of that organization sent the whole ministry team to have the people in Singapore give us a massage. And all of the men were screaming through the whole massage. They were, they were screaming, and me and Sarah was like, what is going on with them? And they were in their rooms, and you could hear them through the whole place. And because those things, pain was hurting them, because those things needed to be worked out. And when they got their feet done, they were screaming, you know, when you got that. We just laughed and thank God, hallelujah. We didn't scream, it was filling, but we were like, Star and I were looking and out in the lobby, Lou, we're listening, and we were like, oh my goodness, this is really something. But that's the same way in our lives when God, he wants to put his finger on a nerve and it's something you just like, oh, God, I can't take this anymore. I don't want to face it. I don't want to deal with it. I want to be like Jacob and just not face. But when you face it, God's hand is going to be on you. Your name will no longer be Jacob, but you will be turned to Israel. Amen. And the blessings of God will be upon you. And we have to get to a point, even when we're in the midst of that hurt, and say, God, I won't let you go, hallelujah, until you bless me. I remember as a little girl, I was at the altar, and I hollered out, God, if you really God, show me your God. And I was in the front of the altar. God lifted my body, took me over, I don't know how many people behind me, and when I opened up, I was at the back door of the church. People have gone to the altar and they felt devastation. They were sick and tired of being sick and tired of their life, and they hollered out, God, if you're really God, show me your God. And that is a point with their whole life, and that's what God is saying. No matter your past, no matter your Esau, maybe you and your mother tricked your brother into eating this, giving his birthright up for a bowl of soup. But still, face your enemy. Face your past. Face those hurts, those pressure points that are in your life. if we look at, and we'll turn quickly to Hosea, and we're going to look at, let's look at chapter 12. I'm Dr. Gwyneth Williams. You have tuned in to Lifestyles for Lifetime Holiness, and today we are talking about the hurts. We're talking about the pressure points in our lives, those things that God is putting his finger on and telling us to give them to him, those things that he's telling us that we need to be able to face. Because the enemy, he is there and he would like to try to take us out so that we won't be able to stand up and face the fullness of what God has. We don't have to and we don't want to run away anymore from the conflicts. And that's what he did. He ran away from his conflict many, many years. And his mom told him to run. And sometimes we may have that tendency to turn away from or to avoid or to hide or our conflicts. And we get along fairly well in our lives, making life for ourselves like Jacob, but never dealing with the original problem. And throughout life, we'll have to deal with those original problems, no matter what they are. We'll go from glory to glory. We'll go from faith to faith because it's part of our growth. And God is saying today, what is that problem that we need to face, that we need to look at? He knows. Maybe it's finances. We're believing for debt-free living. We're believing our vehicle is going to be paid off. Some people may be living amongst their means. I saw someone the other day. They had gotten their wife a brand new car. And the first thing I said, and they had a bow on it for her birthday, and I said, is it paid off? Because that can bring more stress and contention. Or we can get these mansions, and God is saying, I didn't tell you to do that. But until we learn, we'll have to go around and around and around and around until we face those issues. But when we open up and we confess and we know, God will meet us. And anybody who tries to intervene or to get in the way, God will take care of them for you. Mm-hmm. Especially if your heart is repentant and you see what you need to change in your life. He will bless you. My daughter and I, we have gone around the world, and it's been miraculous with people who said they would sponsor and support us and didn't follow through. But God, if you submit to him, his will, his ways, he will be your Jehovah El Shaddai. You shall have more than enough, and you shall have debt-free living. We paid off over $35,000 in debt. And we're just about $2,000 left, and we will be debt-free. And God is saying, is it finances? Face it. Because you don't have to run. You don't have to hide. God wants some of you to go around the world, but we can't because we're bound with situations and circumstances. So we have to face the issues. Maybe it's with your body. I've been trying to get out and walk and eat better. We have to all mentally, spiritually, physically, socially, and financially be able to walk into the divine blessings of God. So we don't want to avoid our conflicts. Hosea 12, 3 through 6. Let's go to the 12th chapter and the third verse, 3-6. Hosea 12. Let me see the scripture here, please. And we will start at verse 3. He took his brother by the heel in the womb, and in his strength he struggled with God. Yes, he struggled with the angel and prevailed. He wept and sought favor from him, and he found him. He found him in Bethel, and there he spoke to us. And let's look at 5. That is the Lord of hosts. Amen? The Lord is his memorable name. So you, by the help of your God, return, observe mercy and justice, and wait on your God continually. So God is saying today, let's wait on him continually. No matter what is happening, even as he tried to pull his heel, maybe somebody's trying to trip you up. Maybe somebody's trying to set you up. Or maybe you've been on the other side of the trickster. Maybe you've been on the other side of the supplanter. Or maybe you are the trickster, or you are the supplanter. But God is wanting to change your name today. Ha-ha! From Jacob. Come on. To Israel. God is wanting to change your name. So whatever he's pressing you with, or whatever that you may feel contention or you may feel fear, God is just saying to let it go. I never forget one of our teams years ago, we were going preparing for taking a team to Jamaica to do missions. And we went out on a rope course, and a rope course, we had team games and things that we played, and sometimes you'd have to be on these logs, and if you fell in, there were supposed to be alligators, and we could see who was going to help who and who was going to push you in and who was going to be under pressure. And then we had what was called free fall, where you would stand up high, maybe 4 feet high or so, and then you would just free fall back into the arms of 5 people on one side and 5 in the other, with each person's arm intertwined inside the other. And when you let go of the fear, you just fell into the arms. And it was like falling into a pillow. And nobody would have to, like, brace to catch 100 pounds. It's just like the law of gravity when we come together and when we let go of the fear of what's been bothering you. And I remember on that, I had like a 40-foot maybe taller pole, and I got on a zip, and I had the zip line. Maybe God is saying to you today, it's time to zip line, to release what has been troubling you. So what has been troubling you will trouble you no more, and God is wanting you to let that go. He is wanting you to be able to release that to him, so that you can walk in the fullness of everything that he has for you in your life. And the next point I want to bring out, if we are going to move in the things of God, if we're going to move in his purpose, if we're going to move in his will for our lives and come to into our inheritance, spiritually, I'm wanting the fullness of the inheritance of everything that God's got. I want it. But we're going to have to be able to come face to face with what is holding us in those areas in our lives. Is it dysfunctional relationships? Going from relationship to relationship, from woman to woman to woman, the same woman? Or is it from man to man, the same man with the same type of personalities? Is it going from living paycheck to paycheck and looking at your life in the last 5 years and see you haven't moved anywhere? That's backsliding. God wants us to move forward from glory to glory in the spiritual inheritance of what he has. People told my daughter and I, you're going to go quicker and you're going to go faster. God in 14 nations in 21 months, not by us, that's the spiritual inheritance. We're debt free, no loan. We don't owe anybody for that. The same thing for you, but there were things we had to face. Fears that we didn't let come in to say that two women could not go to Haiti, two women could not go here or to go there, but we could speak the gospel of Jesus. So God is saying face to face with those areas of our lives that we've been avoiding all of these years. God is wanting to mature us in Christ. And as I close with this, I'm Dr. Gwyneth Williams. You have been listening to Lifestyle for a Lifetime Holiness, and we're talking about what pressure point is pressuring you. Esau had to face his brother, and he thought he was going to kill him because they said, Esau's coming, and he has 400 men with him. But he faced him and got his name changed. But if we are mature in Christ, we can live the victorious Christian life, and we can live in the promised land. Hallelujah. God has a promised land that he wants us to walk in, but we have to be confronted with our Esau. So my thing today, who is your Esau today? What is your Esau today? What points in your body? Is it in your shoulders? Is it in your leg? Is it in your foot that when you get a massage, you go, oh, oh. God is saying in your life, what's hurting that he wants to put that pressure point and work that out? Because it's going to all be good in the end. So facing the Esau in our lives. So often we obey God by the front door and retreat to the back door. But God is saying we have to leave ourselves and have and try to have that exit. But at some point, like Jacob, leaving Laban, God causes our bridges to be burnt behind us. He locks the back door, and he puts on the squeeze so that we are backed into a corner between a rock and a hard place. So as I close, we want to be able to lead without being led. We want authority without being under authority. That's our problem today in our schools. God have mercy on our teachers. The children are taking over, the teenagers are being disrespected. I've met with four teachers in the last 2 months who've been attacked by the students. They're wanting authority, but they don't want to be under authority. Maybe you want to be a leader. A good leader is a good follower. We don't have to always be in control and tell everybody how to do everything from A to Z. Sometimes it's good to say, well, how can I help? What would you want me to do? Is this how you want it done? Is maybe that's our pressure point. So we want to lead without being led. We want to have authority without being under authority. We want to be spiritual, but we don't want to be made spiritual. We want progress if we can have it without change. And as I close, and my closing prayer is, God, change me. God, change us. Let us walk in your blessings. But most of us are willing to change. Not when we see the light, but when we feel the heat. We're willing to not change when we see the light. But we're willing to change when we see the heat. You know, one thing I always say, people won't do what you expect, but they will do what you inspect. And God is saying, even in this new season, people don't have to inspect everything we do. Let us not have to feel the heat to change and the pressure points. But even if God has us backed in the corner like he had Esau, God is saying today, and my prayer is, don't go unless he blesses you, because God wants to change your name. God will do whatever it takes to make us a man or woman of God. And there's an old poem that says, he is the God of heaven. And he's wanting you to be a part of that. So next week we'll talk about confrontation. When God wants us to move into that position, the first thing he does, and how we deal with that. Maybe you're feeling a spirit of abandonment and being alone. We'll talk about God's struggles. And how do you respond to God's pressure point? Maybe you feel like your hip is dislocated. We'll talk about dislocation, prevailing, and how to have your name changed. And what is God dealing with in your life? God wants us to be pressed. A diamond goes through its process. Olive goes through a pressing to become like oil. And we want to walk in the divine blessings. This is lesson 27 of prayer, and we will continue this for a year. And we want you to tune in. And we say, success to you, success to the kingdom of God. And if you feel like you backed up and there's something you're unhappy with, God is saying, release it to him. Take a zip line. And be free and say, God, I won't let you go until you bless me. So blessings to you this week. Thanks so much for tuning in to Lifestyles for a Lifetime Holiness. God bless. Next time we see you, we're going from glory to glory, from faith to faith. So let's stay in faith. And remember, if you're the same place you were last week, we've backslidden. We got to keep going higher in him. Amen. God bless you. Bye.